Hey, everybody. So as you can tell, I did not find a co-host for this episode. So it's going to be all Bruce all the time this week. But that kind of means you're my co-host. So if you have any questions about the stuff we're talking about or just questions in general, if you want my opinion on anything, feel free to ask in the comments. And yeah, so just me this time. I picked out three topics I wanted to bring up this week. All are kind of in the theme of weird cars. And forgive me for any ums or ahs or stuff like that, because this is the first time I've done this without a co-host. So, flying by the seat of my pants here, but that's fine. But yeah, Ted Adam Green, thanks. Let's get ready to ramble and talk about some weird chimneys. We will be talking about some weird chimneys and some weird other things as well. I kept things weird. Also, Grupa FBC, hey Bruce, Grupa, how are you doing? And I hope everyone out there, assuming you celebrate, I hope you had a good holiday. I hope you have a wonderful new year in the coming days. But other than that, let's get going. And yeah, feel free to comment, to chat, whatever, and we'll go from there. So, as Ted Adam Green mentioned, we're going to be talking about some very, very weird Suzuki chimneys, and these come from the Japanese tuner Damned, and that is, I'm not swearing. It is DAMD is the name of the company, so Damned. And they have so the Tokyo Auto Salon's coming up. I believe it's January 13th through 15th, and that's always kind of a fun show. Just kind of weird, and weird isn't the right word. Japanese car enthusiasm is kind of its own unique thing. It's very different from, cars in the United States, cars in Europe, the way the kind of tuners work. It's much more aesthetic, I would say, rather than performance oriented. And my suspicion is that comes from, they have a relatively low speed limit there, so it makes more sense to show off what, makes your car look cool versus, showing off the performance. But yeah, so Damned has two Suzuki Jimneys they're bringing to the Tokyo Auto Salon, and they're both inspired by Group B era rally cars. So the one we're looking at right now, that's very clearly inspired by a Lancia Delta, and you can see it's got wide fenders, it's got that really highly raked spoiler on the nose, it's got the white green white stripe, which is kind of sort of close to the All Italia livery. It's got a different front fascia than what you would usually find on a Jimny, and it's got kind of yellow fog lights, which are very, they feel very 80s to me for some reason. And then the white wheels, it's a modern car that looks old. Oh, Group FBC, I believe it's pronounced damned. Maybe it is damned. But these absolutely rock, also says Group FBC. I wanted to point out, I pulled up some pictures here of what the cars that they're kind of inspired by. So we're looking at the Lancia Delta inspired Jimny now. And sadly, I can't say, Smith, will you vamp for me a second while I pull up the picture? Because Smith's not here. So he is actually in the Chicago area. So if we have any listeners vaguely in the Chicago area and you see Smith and his family, say hi. But I did not realize this would be as hard as it would be to pull these things up while I'm talking. It's a challenge. But there we go. There is an authentic Lancia Delta with the red livery. This one is in the Martini livery, which you don't usually see in red. But there are a few vehicles like that, and you can very much see where the inspirations are from. This car has the same widened fenders. It has a very similar front fascia, although we have clear lamps here versus the yellow ones on the Damned model. But just really cool and interesting that Damned would decide to do this. They've done a while they make body kits for a lot of different vehicles, the Suzuki Jimny seems to be the one that they're like most in love with, because they've done things that make them look like Ford Broncos, like old Ford Broncos, Land Rover Defenders, Suzuki, Mercedes G-Class, just kind of little bit of everything. But this is the first time we've seen them do like old school rally cars. So just kind of a unique and interesting look for these vehicles. In addition to that, so the other one that they've got going is a Renault R5 Turbo Suzuki Jimny. So let me pull up a picture of that for you folks. Here it is. One thing that I love, so it's got the boxy front end, which is very much Renault R5. But what I really love is, and I'll show you in just a minute, the actual turbos say turbo along the side. This one doesn't have a turbo. So Damned put non-turbo, which for any of our French speakers out there would be no turbo, because it doesn't have a turbo. So it's just a kind of a fun thing. Again, front end very much. And actually, they even put on a diamond-shaped front badge there, which kind of, it's similar to the Renault badge. It's without being, violating any copyright or anything like that. So just another really cool thing. You got the big, not big necessarily wing on the back, but a wing on the back. Again, white wheels, just a really, really cool look. And I will show off, we got a commenter. Frederic von Wentz says, I must say the boxy R5 looks much better than every R5 ever made. Ooh, man. I think some people out there would disagree with you. But here, let's show what an authentic R5 looks like, just so the folks out there know, because I understand not everyone is, you know, these are cars from the 80s. And, you know, I understand some listeners, or they're also cars that might not have ever been sold in your market. So here is an authentic Renault R5 Turbo. And as you can see, it has the turbo badge on the side, because it actually has a turbo, unlike the Jimny with the non turbo badge. But also boxy front end, the yellow fog lights, wide fenders. I guess it would have been cool if Damned could have put like some fake fender vents in the back, just kind of add to the look, but you know, maybe that would have been overkill. But still, just fun. It's just fun. Like, you know, the Jimny is a vehicle that it's small, it's compact, it's generally considered an off-roader, but clearly Damned decided that this year we're going to make it look like an 80s rally car, and they came up with these two vehicles. So good on them, honestly. You know, I do not live in the United States. The Jimny is no longer available here. I know Group FBC, you just said, there's a Jimny local too. They're sold in Oz with a license plate. So you, theoretically, you could make your Jimny look like a Lancia Delta or a Renault R5 Turbo. And apparently, also Group of FBC, there's one that with the license plate Cricket, as in Jiminy Cricket. I applaud that owner. Very good there. Those are those two vehicles. Honestly, I picked them out because they're weird, but you know, other than the body kit, the powertrain is exactly the same. They're Japanese models, they're K cars. They have a 658cc three-cylinder engine that makes 63 horsepower. And then in other markets where the Jimny sold, there's also a 1.5-liter motor that makes 101 horsepower. So these are not powerful, like, you know, I think a Group B rally car, I think you could basically go 10 times that and you wouldn't be too far off with between the Lancia and the Renault in full race trim. So, you know, don't expect to be like Walter Rall or Michel Mouton or any of those people in one of these, but it looks cool and it's perfect for the Tokyo Auto Salon, because that show, you know, looks get you a long way in that show. So I thought that was worth mentioning. Next up, I've got a vamp for myself here while I close stuff. This is something we actually didn't cover on Motor One, but I found while I was researching for this. So the other, in my opinion, you guys are free to disagree, the other thing that Damned is bringing to the Tokyo Auto Salon is what they call the Atrai Fuzz, A-T-R-A-I. I assume that's Atrai and then Fuzz, F-U-Z-Z. But it looks like an old Chevy van that you like left in the dryer for too long. Like, it's just shrunken down and it's adorable. And again, yeah, good on Damned for just like making vehicles look like other vehicles in the best way possible. Again, this is just super fun. You know, the big mirrors, like the mirrors look like about as big as like a semi truck mirror on this little car. Just a wonderful little thing. I'll show you what else Damned is bringing. They also have the D-Face, or I assume it has to be D-Face. It couldn't be Defus. That would make any sense. But it's just a retro-inspired van. And then, again, they call their Delta the Little Delta, and their Renault 5 the Little 5. So just, you know, while I was pulling up stuff, but I just really like the old-school Chevy van, but shrunken and Japanese. That's the type of thing that makes me happy. So I wanted to share that with you folks. Let's see. Am I the only one that read that as Atari fuzz? Well, as an Atari owner, I can tell you the only way to hook them up is with a lot of fuzz, because they never look good. But Atari fuzz it is. So the other thing, and I know I'm going fast here, but I don't have anyone to play off of. I don't have a Smith. So I love the fact that you guys are commenting and stuff, because I can play off your comments. So the other thing that we covered here on Motor One, and it's also a weird car story, is, and I'm not sure if any of you folks remember this. So in 2020, Mercedes-Benz came out with the S-Class Digital My MBUX concept. And it was essentially a pod, and its entire purpose was to show off Mercedes then new at the time NBUX infotainment system. And it turns out, apparently Mercedes didn't love it, or at least care about it, because it is now in a junkyard outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And one thing that they did do is they took all Mercedes-Benz badging off of this. I pulled up some photos of the original concept that I'll show you in just a minute. But it's, for whatever reason, it just ended up in a junkyard. You would think, especially something from 2020, like that's recent enough that you would think Mercedes would want to hang on to that for a few more years. But evidently not. I love the little, like, grocery cart little roller on it that apparently is how they pushed it out into this field, but it's there now. And I've got some other photos to share with you. We don't have a full gallery, but I can share with you one photo at a time. So you just saw the exterior. The interior still looks fantastic. Here's inside. They did take the steering wheel off because that had Mercedes-Benz badging. That's hard to say. But, you know, seats look absolutely gorgeous. I'll show you in a minute, but that's where the MBUX, that portion of the dashboard, that's where it displayed. Let me get you a shot of the back seat here. Oh, wait, we need to discuss the artwork next to it. Which artwork are we talking about? Hold on. The weird, like, it looks like a weird robot. Here, I'll pull it up. Let's see what Grupa FBC is referring to. The weird artwork next to it. I don't know what the hell that is, if I'm told. We can see there's a chain link fence in the back, and then I got nothing. If any of you folks know what that, it doesn't look like artwork. It looks like it has some industrial purpose, because this one pipe is like going into the ground. But yeah, I don't know. Do any of you know? Tell me. Oh, good point. Frederick Von Wentz, the MBUX spaceship reminds me of the Superman baby cruiser. Do the Kents know that it's in their backyard? But yeah, but continuing down that line of reasoning, I'll show you the back seat right now. And it's very similar to the front seat in that it's complete. Like, theoretically, someone could save this thing, I guess, if it's in a junkyard. I mean, the seats look comfortable enough that you could throw some rollers on them and they would be very, very nice office chairs. But yeah, it's in good condition. I guess, you know, they displayed it at some auto shows, and for whatever reason, Mercedes decided we don't want it anymore. And then just to show that this really is a Mercedes-Benz concept, let me show you what it originally looked like. So here is the original exterior. You can see the Mercedes-Benz logo was there and it's since been removed, but everything matches up. Like the seats all match up. You know, this one has clear doors, but I don't know if that's a trick of the light in the photos or something like that. But you can see that big kind of oval E section at the front. It doesn't have those fake crappy wheels on it, but I assume they did. Those were installable just to like show it off and push it around for shows. So there's that shot. Just a second. Here it is from the side. Again, you can, like, this is the real deal. This is a concept that, for whatever reason, Mercedes didn't want anymore. And if for anyone who doesn't know, Mercedes headquarters in the U.S. is in Atlanta, Georgia. So presumably, you know, it ended up at Mercedes-Benz U.S. and they decided they didn't want it anymore. And it ended up in a junkyard. So it'd be interesting if someone could save it, because it's not like you could ever like get it working again. I assume a lot of that stuff would have been uninstalled or, you know, from sitting outside for who knows how long might have broken. But, you know, the interior looks good, and it's just weird to see a concept car in a junkyard. So I hope you, let's see, Group FBC a few years ago, there were a couple of Nissan, I think, concept cars that were just sitting in a junkyard. They were full vehicles, just abandoned. Yeah, that's what this is. Frederick von Wentz doesn't look bad, though. It looks better than a EV Mercedes now. Yeah, I mean, it's not clearly this is not a vehicle that you could drive. This was just a showcase for their tech. But it's surprising that something so recent that you would get rid of so quickly. But apparently they did. So moving past there, I know, again, I'm going through things quick, but with no one to banter with, it's hard. So going to move on to the last thing that I actually had prepared. And that is, so again, this is another Tokyo Auto Salon thing. I was at Tokyo Auto Show. And that is that the brand Liberty Walk, if any of you are familiar with it, they make, how do I say it nicely? They make very ostentatious body kits for vehicles. They love a wide body, put it that way. They love putting wide fenders on stuff. And they have started teasing a Lamborghini Countach wide body for this year's Tokyo Auto Salon. And for any of you that remember, they did an F40 wide body for last year's Tokyo Auto Salon. So it kind of seems like they figured, what are the two iconic cars of kind of the late 80s, kind of early 90s, you get the Countach and you get the F40, and they're like, we already did the F40, so now we better do the Countach. I think this video is short enough, and I'm going to talk over it, that I'm not going to get in YouTube trouble. If I do, oh well, I don't care. It's fine. But let's check out the teaser vid real quick. It's only 40 seconds, and I'll kind of talk over it. And then I'll actually show some photos of it after this. And it's a to each their own kind of thing. It's not my taste whatsoever, but, you know, like I was saying earlier on in the show, the Tokyo Auto Salon, it's really about vehicle aesthetics. That's a big focus of things. And so, you know, when you're talking vehicle aesthetics, creating a wide body kit for a Lamborghini Countach, it doesn't get more aesthetic than that. I think this is based on the 25th anniversary edition of the Countach because of the way that the air vents work. So we just saw that, and I will throw up a photo of it now. Here is what an actual Countach would look like, by the way. And you can see, obviously, the Liberty Walk version has wider fenders. It's got some additional inlets at the back. The wing is bigger, which is hilarious because the Countach already has a big wing. And then it also has a much boxier look for the front fascia. It kind of flattens that front nose and puts some stuff there. I saw one commenter saying that it kind of looked like more like a Diablo. And I think that's a fair argument. Interesting car. Another one that's coming to the Tokyo Auto Salon again, January 13th through 15th, as I recall. Just a cool kind of interesting car. Excited to see it. Excited to see what else is going to be at Tokyo Auto Salon, because like I said, we're what, two and a half weeks away. So at that point, we'll just kind of start seeing more and more interesting stuff. We've seen, I know we haven't covered it on Motor One, but just stuff that I've seen. We've seen a few vehicles from Honda. Tom's, which is another Japanese tuner, is going to have a resto mod of an 80 Supra. They've just teased it like in silhouette so much that it's just a black silhouette, like you couldn't even brighten it. But it is, they've said it's a resto mod of an 80 Supra, so I look forward to seeing that. It's a really fun show that I enjoy. I don't know how much my coworkers enjoy it, because it is so much, it's kind of like Japan's version of SEMA, but where SEMA is a lot more about performance, Tokyo Auto Salon is a bit more about aesthetics. I got to be honest with you guys. I know I'm only, Group FBC Mark III Supra from Tom's. You know what? Here, we're, I have not seen that, the Mitsuoka M55 concept. That one's new on me. I will have to look that up after the show. I love Mitsuoka. They do weird right. But since I'm sitting here and since we got a little bit of time, I will go ahead and pull up that. I will show you the teaser that I'm referring to, and you will see that it is about as vague can be. Group FBC. Present. Here we go. So yeah, if you look there on the bottom right, A80 Supra. That's it. That's all we know. But they've confirmed they're bringing it, though. So I look forward to seeing whatever the hell that turns out to be. I got to be honest with you. I know we're only 23 minutes in. I know we usually have a longer show, but I don't have a guest. Here's what we're going to do. You guys got 5 minutes. If you have any questions, literally any questions that I can answer in 5 minutes, we'll do that. If it extends the show, that's fine. But if not, we'll get out of here. So any listeners out there, I see I've got 15 of you. Any progress on the Z? Yes. Thank you. We found, my dad and I, who are, you know, kind of splitting this project, it's a family project, we found a vintage Japanese car specialist in Northeastern Ohio that's actually not too far from where we live. And so it has been sent there. It's been there for about a week now, and it's going to be looked at. The plan is that they're going to fix the transmission, and they're also just going to take a general look at it and kind of see, you know, does it look decent underneath? Because, you know, my dad and I, we don't have a lift. So they're going to throw it up on the lift and say, you know, does it look decent? And if it does, you know, have the transmission fixed, have some other little things fixed, and go from there. And if it doesn't, you know, maybe, you know, we get it in drivable condition and let it go. We got it for a price that we got it for kind of a bargain, a borderline bargain, I would call it. And so I don't feel bad necessarily letting it go if that's what happens. I don't want that to happen. I'd, you know, like to be able to enjoy it for a summer or two, but we're going to see. So that's the Z progress at the moment. Don't over restore it. But we got to fix the transmission right now. That's gotta be done. And then after that, there's some other like little things that we kind of want to do, but yeah. But thank you for asking. I'm trying to think, what else could I share with you folks? So over the weekend I did, or over, you know, Christmas weekend, the long weekend, I did a several hundred mile trip through Ohio in my wife and I's 2023 Subaru Outback. And gotta say, love, that's a great car. It's maybe one of, in terms of just highway cruising, it's not a performance car. It's not a Canyon Carver. But in terms of just cruising, it might be the best cruiser I've ever had. Let's see. What car are you looking forward to in 2024? For me, it's the Envision 74 Realized. I don't know if we're going to see a production Envision 74 next year. I would like to, but I don't know. What car am I looking forward to, though? Whew. Assuming it's something that's going on sale, I'm very, very curious about the new Land Cruiser that we're going to be getting in the U.S. Early in the year. I'm also not a car for me necessarily, but just in general, I'm curious about the electric charger that's coming at the end of the year, at the end of 2024, that when that debuts. So we won't be able to get it till 2025. But anyway, so yeah, I would say those two, Land Cruiser and Charger, are kind of the two I'm interested in. Did I used to write for AutoViva? I did write for AutoViva. I sure did. That was the very, very first place I got my start in automotive writing, in fact. Worked there for, what, about 18 months? Maybe even 2 years? 18 months to 2 years? Yeah, I worked at AutoViva, and then from AutoViva, I went to Autoblog, and then from Autoblog, I came here to Motor One. So, yeah, Abraham, I'm glad that you noticed my byline way back then, because that's where I got my start. So thank you. Group A, yeah, I don't think we'll see a production Envision 74 next year. That rumor that we saw said would begin in 2026. So maybe possibly we could get a confirmation of a production model next year, maybe. But it's not going to actually be on sale. That's not going to happen. You know, just timing wise. So yeah. You guys got one more minute of questions. If anyone out there has a question, and then I'm going to shut this down again. I'm sorry. I did try to find a co-host for tonight. Just kind of everything fell through. Obviously, you know, the week between Christmas and New Year's is always very hard because people are on vacation, as they have every right to do, and they should go on vacation. So, you know, I tried, but I failed. do you think we'll see a 25? Ooh, that's a good one, Ted Adam Green. Ted Adam Green, for anyone out there, says, do you think we'll see a $25,000 EV from anyone in 2024? Oof. So I'm going to guess you mean after rebates, because before rebates, I didn't know. There's no way. I'm going to say a tentative no. Is it possible? Yes. Is it likely? No. I think it, I don't, yeah. I don't think so. But I can't say it's impossible either, is kind of the way I would go with that. But, you know, after the tax rebate and stuff, and especially depending on what state you live in, if there are any state tax rebates, you know, you might be able to do it. But I don't think so. Oh, Friedrich sent you a tweet about the Mitsuoko M55 with pictures. Oh, thank you so much. I will check that out after the show. Group, no chance of aren't even close. Yeah, it's, you know, the thing is, though, $25,000 used EV, you could definitely do that. You know, that's, and yes, Group FBC, you're right. In the U.S., a whole lot of EVs lose the $7,500 rebate in 2024. However, and so go check out our friends, our pals, our cohorts at Inside EVs, because some automakers are basically going to try to offer an incentive to offset that. So, you know, maybe you won't get it from the government, but you might get it from some automakers at least. So, yeah. Abraham, can the Charger EV truly appeal to the Dodge demographic? Ooh, that's a good one. Oof. I think at the very top of the line, what we think they're going to call the Banshee, I think yes. That one allegedly has 880 horsepower. With an EV, that means you're going to have instantaneous torque, put it down. You know, it's going to be a very, very quick vehicle. At the lower end, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Because we were actually just talking about this at work the other day. Right now, the Dodge Challenger, and we only have results through the third quarter of the year. We'll have fourth quarter results here in less than a week, honestly. But through the third quarter, the Challenger is only down on the Mustang by 35 units. So the Mustang has sold only 35 more cars than the Challenger as of Q3. So the Challenger's going out with a bang, with a big bang. The fact that it could be amongst Challenger, Camaro, and Mustang, it could be the best seller in that segment at the end of this year. But, you know, how many people want to go the EV route? I don't know. I think, like I said, I think at the very top of that segment, the 880 horsepower Banshee, people are going to want that just because people love speed and power and stuff like that. But the lower end, I think we have to wait and see. Group at the very least, it'll mean less straight pipe V6 Challengers out of here. That's true. That's very true. So okay, guys, we hit half an hour. That was kind of my goal for tonight. Still open to any questions as I shut things down. So if someone gets one out quick, I'll answer it. But otherwise, yeah, I appreciate everyone tonight. We will be back in full force. Smith and I will be back. We got a question. Will used EVs upset the new Zen market? I do not know what the new Zen market means. Sorry, Ted Adam Green. Oh, the new EV market. Okay, that makes more sense. No, just like just the same way that used cars don't necessarily upset the new car market. You know, there are way more used cars out there and they change hands regularly. And that's the same thing true with EVs. My parents have a BMW i3 that they bought secondhand. I'm pretty sure they're either the second or third owners of it, you know, because it's come down and they use it a lot. And, you know, they weren't in the market for a new EV. That's not what they wanted. They wanted, you know, something basically that they could use around town as a grocery getter. And a used car is pretty much always going to be less expensive than a new version of the same vehicle. So no, I don't think it'll upset the market. It's just that market will always exist. Group FBC, have a great New Year's. Absent Smith and Assembled Ramble. Yep. Thank you so much. Abraham, good show. Good to know you're writing for the other car site. Great. Very nice. Yeah. So thank you, everyone. We will be back, like I said, full force next week. Smith will be back. He will tell you about his journey to Chicago with the family. He did Christmas vacation where I know it's him and his wife and his parents all stuffed into a car. So I'm sure he'll have some fun stories about that road trip. And again, if you're in the Chicago area and you happen to see a wild Chris Smith, wave at him. I don't know where he is in Chicago, though. And I know Chicago's a big place. So that's it's like finding a needle in a haystack. But thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. Sorry for the shorter show, but it's kind of the way it has to be. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. I appreciate you. I appreciate that you took the time to listen to me today. And we will be back next week and look forward to talking to you. So bye-bye, everybody.